This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Tennessee now with interim coach Brady Hoke moving forward. LSU this weekend had a great weekend of games. I don't think anyone surprised Auburn did what they did to Georgia. A lot of people picked Auburn to win. Touchdown Turnover, speaking of Auburn, Auburn has a real shot at beating Alabama in the Iron Bowl in 2 weeks. Touchdown Turnover, because if they beat Alabama, they are now in a position to go to the college football playoff. They are one major game away from doing that. They beat Auburn. All they have to do is beat Alabama. Alabama held on against Mississippi State. Mello had a Dan Mullen showing why he's a good football coach, had a great plan, came up a little bit short against Alabama, but gave Alabama all they wanted and more. And Jalen Hurts being as great as he is, threw the ball from the pocket to win the game. But touchdown turnover, Auburn, real shot beating Alabama.
I mean, it's a touchdown for me. Auburn right now might be playing, at least from this week, I think, between them and Ohio State, the two teams that played the best football over the weekend in all of America. Auburn's defensive line is nasty. They have more defensive depth than Alabama does. Alabama got worn out by Mississippi State in like a real way. They were getting beaten in the trenches. Alabama didn't get beaten in the trenches. It was crazy to watch. I mean, truly, it was unbelievable. I was looking at it just like, what? How is this happening? And on both sides of the ball. I mean, it was defensive line and offensive line for Alabama. And that's got to be a big concern going into this game against Auburn, because Auburn's, like I said, their defensive line is just a bunch of bad dudes. The offense with Kerryon Johnson and Auburn is excellent. They ran all over Georgia.
He's a beast. He should be the Heisman Hawk. He's a beast, man.
And Jared Stidham, I mean, is handling that offense really well. He's hitting his stride perfectly and at the right time. Not only do I think they have a chance to beat Alabama, I think they got a shot at the playoff. It's opening up. It's opening up. They'd be a two-loss team getting into the playoff. They'd have to win the SEC championship over. They'd have to beat Georgia a second time. Alabama and
would.
Georgia.
They would. Let's get to Ben. Ben, where are you on this, man?
Touchdown.
Think Auburn, real shot at beating Alabama?
Touchdown. And I think Auburn does beat Alabama.
Woo!
Mississippi State exposed Alabama. Alabama is a very talented team, but I do not trust Alabama's defense to necessarily hold Auburn's offense back enough, because as Charlie was alluding to, Auburn's defense is legit. They absolutely shut down Nick Chubb, which has not happened at all this season. Not only Nick Chubb, but Sony Michel forced Jake Fromm to do it all. I think Auburn's front seven is top five in the country. Jeffrey Holland is an absolute beast. I think he's top five in the country in sacks. So I think they'll be able to prevent Jalen Hurts from beating them, and they'll be able to contain Damien Harris, Bo Scarborough, that running game. And then on the flip side, I think because of the injury situation at linebacker for Alabama, I think Kerryon Johnson, who is in my top three in Heisman right now, and I think he'll play his way into he'll play his way into a trip to New York with his performance against Alabama here in 2 weeks. Now, I will say I do disagree with you, Swain, on one thing. If they beat Alabama, I still think Georgia has a better – as of today, I think Georgia has a better chance of making it to the playoffs because – Georgia has to beat Georgia Tech, and I think that happens. And if they turn around and beat Auburn in the SEC Championship game, a one-loss Georgia team is going to get it in over a three-loss Auburn team, even if Auburn does beat number one Georgia and number one Alabama.
Auburn will have two losses, though.
They have. That would be three losses. They've lost to Clemson, LSU, and then if they lost in the SEC Championship game.
I'm saying if they beat Alabama and then they beat Georgia, I said they need to be in the playoffs.
Well, I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, if Auburn turned around and lost in the SEC Championship game after beating Alabama, then they wouldn't make the playoffs, which is why I think Georgia, even though they got their butts waxed by Auburn over the weekend, I still think Georgia is in a better situation to make
that.
The playoffs than Auburn, which is weird to think about. But
I
do think Auburn is one of the four best teams in the country.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, playing Clemson early, that was tough for Auburn. I mean, new quarterback, Jarrett Stidham. You can't take a three-loss team, especially with some of the other teams out there playing well. But I think Auburn wins that rematch. And the reason why I think Auburn would win that rematch against Georgia if they beat Alabama and they go to the SEC Championship is because they absolutely manhandled Georgia in the trenches. Like, you don't just... Like, you can win a game because I beat you on one play, or you know, we won by field goal. Maybe the next game, things may change. But when you get beat down in the trenches for 60 minutes, you're better in the trenches. You're stronger. You're more aggressive. You don't change in 2 weeks. Auburn's a physical football team, and I think they will give Alabama all they want. I won't be surprised if they win. Jarrett Stidham can run. He can throw. That's always been tough for Alabama to guard. 865-337-7615. B, dry, waterproofing hotline. Anybody on the hotline?
Yes. Give me 1 second to see who we have on here. It is Tony, I believe.
Tony, good morning. Tony was.
We had Tony right before that. I think it's TJ.
TJ.
Yo.
TJ, there we go.
Yeah.
TJ, good morning.
What's up? Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Same old, same old. Man, I was going to talk about something different, but you painted a real vivid picture when you was talking about how you ain't been there and just seeing the players and the look on their faces. I mean, that painted a whole different picture for me. You know, I've had...
Yeah, and let me stop you, TJ. This is the reason why. See, when I used to go around a lot, and I remember when Riley Ferguson was here and he was trying to navigate through the quarterback situation. And every day after practice, I would talk to Riley. And I would uplift him, and I would talk to him about, man, just being patient, just working hard. This is a test. This is what coaches do, man. They're testing you to see if you can handle not being the name starter. If you just stay focused on your work. What you need to do is go talk to Bajakian. Go talk to your quarterback coach. Go talk to your head coach. And find out what they want to see in you. And I was mentoring Riley Ferguson, and I remember Butch Jones loved that. I told Butch, hey, man, I'm talking to Riley. Hey, man, keep it up. So I was talking to Riley, and I did that with a number of players. Josh Malone, down Neyland Stadium. Josh had a really bad practice. It was a go route. He had came up short on the go route, stopped running, and, I mean, everyone lit into him. Everyone was upset. This is when Josh was a freshman. After practice, I sit down with Josh Malone. I remember we're both on the knee. And I point blank asked him, why do you play this game? And Josh got emotional. He got emotional. Like, I mean emotional. And so I've done that with a couple players. And that was early on. But all of a sudden, things started to happen. A lot of players started to be was unhappy. And so when I was going around, I noticed that things was not the same. And I didn't want to put myself in a position to where these kids were telling me things with the job that I do. So I stopped going as much. I stopped talking to guys, stopped talking to players, because I thought that would be unprofessional if they're throwing negativity my way and I'm doing a radio show. So I took myself away from that situation. I took myself off of the sideline. I took myself away from situations that can, you know, get me in trouble. What you will hear is that I was banned from practice. That's what that's the lie that you hear.
So it's kind of like that Anton Davis deal, basically.
Yeah.
Yes. Kind of the same sense.
And this is what's happened over the last couple years too, is that people have put out and leaked false information, trying to smear either a player or someone that spoke up and told the truth. In this case, I'd never been banned from practice. Now, I removed myself from practice, and I got a phone call from someone other than Butch Jones, and Butch Jones tried to do that, but I went to practice a few weeks after that. Nothing was said to me, didn't get in trouble. I didn't do anything wrong on radio. I followed all the media procedures. I guess he just didn't like what I was saying, which was respectful, which was fair, but it was true, and it just was some criticism. But yeah, man, I'm an open book when it comes to that stuff, man. I have nothing to hide. But yeah, that's kind of what happened with the whole, with some of the players and stuff like that. But I have not talked to a player in a very, very long time. I try to stay clear of that situation.
I don't blame you. I've followed you since day one, and everything that you've ever said, to my knowledge, I mean, has been credible and true. It may hurt some feelings, but hey, it is what it is. You know, you can't, there's no reason to sugarcoat it. You're a VFL. You've done great for us. We've, you know, you've got Vol Nation behind you, of course. You know this. Now, I don't know if you can confirm or deny this, and if not, I have another question.
Okay.
But, it came about later yesterday evening about all the team, and Butch was in the team room, and a certain player had to write down a certain sentence, which I'm not going to say on air. And, I mean, do you know if there's anything credible to that?
It happened. It's true.
Oh, my God. See, that's crazy. And that really puts me in my feelings. Like, there's a few people that's actually watching that I know, and I had a disagreement with them because I backed Butch longer than most. I did. I'm like, well, our defense is decimated. We had this happen. We had that happen. And, you know, I tried, and I gave him every opportunity. And I'm not saying I'm not a sympathizer. I've been done with Butch since the Florida game. Most people I know have been done with him since last year, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, like, the very first thing that caught my eye was when Hurd left. They're like, oh, well, Hurd didn't get his way, and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, okay, but it can't be just that. If you recruit a man and you tell him you're going to do something and you end up not doing what you tell that kid you're going to do, I mean, he's a star player. Why wouldn't he leave? You know what I mean? Am I correct on that?
Yeah, the Hurd situation was tough, man, because he should have not refused to go back in the game against South Carolina. He let his emotions get the best of him. He should have went out there and played and then handled that stuff before after the game. But what was so disappointing about that situation is the Monday or so after Hurd left. Because remember, I was on that radio and reported that, I broke that, that Hurd played his last game in Tennessee, that he was done. Well, a couple days later, he was released that Jalen Hurd's mom got arrested at the Florida game. It was like, why release that now? It makes no sense at all. The person that you're talking about, that you asked me about, that's Daniel Helm. Daniel Helm, homeschool kid, was raised very religious household, and when that was said to him in that team setting, basically humiliating him in front of his teammates, he decided to leave at that very moment. And that's when I started to really, really hear about some of the bad things. And I didn't believe it at first, to be honest, TJ. I didn't believe it. I was like, nah, man, come on, man. That kid's just being soft. I didn't believe it. But then I started to, you know, get more and more information, and it was true. And Daniel Helm transferred to Duke, and I'm sure he's happy there. But that situation is accurate. It happened that way, man. It was a really ugly scene there for Daniel Hamm and that team. This is what people don't understand about the dynamics. There's a lot of people, Vol fans, listening and watching, and that player's just soft. He's just, you know, he got to toughen up. When you humiliate and treat a player that way in a team setting, not only do you lose that player, but you lose the team. Because now the team looks at you, and they like, oh, man, wow. You reveal yourself to the team, and they don't view you in the same way. They're guarded. They don't have the same respect for you because you just did that to one of their brothers. So that was really the start of, like, whoa, man, this guy got some issues, man. This guy has a temper. This guy he will try to ruin you if you don't do what he tells you to do. He will run you into the ground. And that's why you saw the team play the way they have played in the last couple of years. Sometimes uninterested. Sometimes, you know, players not showing up, not being on the sideline, not playing hurt. You wonder why. Well, that's kind of some of the stuff. Let's get to a break and return after a few messages from our sponsors. We're live here at Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive, 865-337-7615. Here's a telephone number to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. We'll get to Mark and then Turkey Man after this.
Hour 2 of the Swain event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about all the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Alcoatin Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years. Whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home, Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the Select Old-Fashioned Pimento Cheese or Cranberry Pecan Chicken Salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's Ham Salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with a scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the Sip by Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week and you'll notice the difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a chocolate gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King, delicious and nutritious, the healthy alternative to fast food. Don't forget the peanut butter.
Tis the season for family, fellowship, and food. Don't miss the holidays by slaving away in the kitchen. How about a dead-end rendition on your holiday tradition? Celebrate with a festive holiday meal from Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Their holiday menu offers traditional dishes with a dead-end twist, or you can choose from any of the house favorite dead-end sides. And don't forget about dessert with their homemade pumpkin cheesecake squares. For more info, contact Dead End's catering department at 865-414-9417 or log on to deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue. The catering search is over.
Limb amputation is an incredibly life-changing event, and an estimated 2 million Americans are currently living as amputees. Thankfully, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center is here to help restore vitality and mobility for anyone living as an amputee. Premier offers a comprehensive approach to prosthetic patients that begins even before amputation surgery and includes a unique custom-fitting process to give you the most comfortable prosthetic fit possible. Whether you're a new amputee or unhappy with your current prosthetic, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center can assist you in achieving your individual mobility goals. Call 865-474-7096 or visit PremierProsthetic.com to request a free consultation with the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
He keeps the ball going. He doesn't get the ball. The receiver goes all the way over there to the left. Once the quarterback has the ball, he fakes to the left. No, he fakes to the right. He doesn't fake. About fake. He pretends to fake. I don't know where I am.
The Swain Event.
You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here.
Right, let's get to the BJY Proofing Hotline. Let's bring in Mark. Mark, good morning.
Swain, oh, my brother, what's happening?
What's going on, Mark? How you doing, man?
Man, the air smells a little cleaner today, and the birds are singing a little lighter. It feels like I'm 100 pounds lighter today. Saturday was the first Tennessee game I ever turned off. I have never turned it off. And I couldn't handle any more of it in the third quarter. But as the days are going, Sunday was a lot better. Today's a lot brighter. Hey, man, I just want to tell you something. I've been listening to your show since you were on at 5 o'clock. I mean, I've been listening to you a long time. And I am a hillbilly boy from Tennessee. And I ain't never thought you was a punk. I ain't never thought you was a reprobate. And you have some of the best character of any person I've ever listened to. You try to keep it honest, you try to keep it fair, and you don't talk shade against UT. When you're up against that, you keep your mouth closed. And from a volunteer fan, I thank you for that, and I appreciate that, and that's why I listen to you. Now, for your football careers, dude, I grew up watching Swain go down the sideline. Dude, I got nothing but respect for you as a ball player. You did your best for UT, and I thank you for that. So, with that being said, low-character people say low-character things. High-character people do the right thing even when it's hard. So, you keep your chin up, my brother.
Oh, I'm good, man. Thank you, Mark. I'm good, man. I'm reading you this stuff so people can know. Like, this is the crap that comes in. Like, I'm not bothered because I have good people in my corner. You know, I got an awesome family. I got awesome friends. I've gotten so many messages from my former coaches, the former people, people that used to work under Coach Jones have sent a lot of support, thanking me for saying what I've said. I got a note just a second ago from a parent of a player. Anonymous note from a parent of a player that's on this team. And it says, feel free to read this statement from a parent of a player. Jason Swain is one of the most mature, trustworthy, and honest, and disciplined. Not undisciplined, but disciplined young men I've ever known. He stood up for the players when they had no platform. He was always responsible and respectful about the information he released. Attacks against his character are obviously from people who have no idea about the truth behind the scenes over the last few years. Let's go to the phones. Let's go back to the BJR hotline. Let's get Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning. Turkey Man. Turkey Man. Is Turkey Man there? How about Evan? Turkey Man, Evan? Who we got there, Ben?
We got Evan on the line right now. Turkey Man, give us a call back. I was in the middle of answering the phone as I tried to get Turkey Man on, so it hung up when I hung up. So, Turkey Man, give us a call back.
Let's get Evan. Evan, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Evan.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Hey, look, first off, I just want to start off saying, man, I, as a Vol fan, I'm disgusted by what you perceive messages-wise. That does not represent what we are about. I know you know that.
Yeah,
I just want you also to know, man, like, as a Vol fan in Atlanta, I'm removed from being up there around all you guys, kind of in the midst of what you'd say probably enemy territory. But I just want you to know how much I appreciate you and what you do. And you are the only guy that I can listen to on radio. I don't think there's another sports team that has as good as what we have with you guys, a few people on the show. So just want to say that right off the bat.
Thank you, man. It's all, you know, it's a responsibility that I take seriously. And I understand that things that I say people take is gold, and I don't take that responsibility lightly at all, man. Yeah, I don't. And that's why I try to be always fair and respectful and honest. And there's been a lot of situations that have not been easy to talk about. You know, the Title IX situation was really tough. And I remember Marlon Walls called me, and we talked. Because the Paul Feinbaum show reached out to him. So I gave him advice on how to handle an interview. And he did a good job on Paul Feinbaum show, defending the culture that you know, Butch Jones set here as far as respecting women and the education that he provided. That's something that Coach Jones did do a good job of bringing in speakers, whether it was Pac-Man Jones, that people disagree with that decision, and I love the decision. I've always supported Coach Jones bringing in guys who didn't have the best past, because that's how you learn. There's 90, 100 guys in a room, and everyone's going to take different things from different speakers. You don't want someone in there that's perfect, that never made a mistake. Some guys can't relate to that. So you need to bring in different speakers. And I was very complimentary of Butch Jones, of bringing in a Pac-Man Jones, bringing in Maurice Corrett. I thought that was phenomenal. Very, very good. You know, him doing that.
Yeah. Jason, I also just a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Just a different note. Looking at the press conference yesterday, that was probably a different topic, but can you comment at all on his basically saying he's not going to use the search? You may have already spoken about this. I've heard some media speculate, and it sort of sounds like to me like he's already got somebody. Do you have a feeling from the people you talk to that is already the case? And what do you realistically think is the timeline? Do you see an announcement being made in the next 2 weeks, or do you think we won't see anything until after the season's over?
That's a good question, Evan. I don't think this is going to be a very long search. We've heard that John Curry, best case scenario, would like to do a fire and then a hire really quickly. I don't know with the early signing period and some of the coaches that's out there that's still coaching. You got a couple at the NFL level who have shown interest in Tennessee, and they have a longer season. Not sure how that's going to look, but it's a reason why I've been on this show it every single day saying, guys, Chef Curry is cooking behind the scenes. Didn't I say that, Charlie?
You said
just relax. Chef Curry is cooking behind the scenes. So it did not surprise me that in the press conference yesterday, a guy that who's never hired a football coach say that he's not using a search firm. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. You don't need the help of a search firm with a guy making his first big-time hire, but with Dave Hart, we paid a search firm to bring Hart Jones. Interesting. So we'll see what happens with old John Curry. He has a plan. They're trying to execute that plan. They have a lot of interest from the Grudens of the world, NFL coaches right now who are doing really well right now with their teams today as we speak. You got some other coaches who are at Power 5 schools and having success that also are interested in this football job. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be fun. Let's get to Nathan. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Swain, hey, I want to say this before I say anything else. You're the only one that I listen to through all the Butch Jones stuff because you're truthful about it, even when it's hard to be, and it's just a breath of fresh air for you to be like that. And I just want you to know I appreciate how you do your show. I think you do it the correct way, and we're lucky to have you, you know, doing what you do.
Thank you.
And then second, I want to just say about people getting on Curry for kind of not blasting Jones. We got to realize he wants Butch Jones to get a job. And he might come out after Butch gets a job and say stuff. But right now, I mean, if you're Curry, you're trying to save $8 million any way you can. So you want him to look like an angel, regardless of what he's done, just so we don't have to pay him $8 million. So I think that is a lot of that. And Swain, one other comment I just want to make, man. My family's season ticket holders, love going to the games. But I told my wife after the first quarter, I said, I'm not going back until he's gone. I said, I just can't do it. It just seemed to me Saturday, watching, you could just see in the players' eyes, they didn't want to play. I mean, it wasn't the same, even though they had played bad, it wasn't the same as the past games. When they played Kentucky and others, it just was like they kind of shut down. And you can't blame them if they've been through what they, you know, you said they've been through. So I'm excited because now I actually want to go to the game Saturday. And I'm looking forward to seeing how they play.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for the kind words. Yeah, there's a lot of people that wasn't going to go to the game until Coach Jones was gone. I got a message from a member of the 97 team, and they're honoring these guys this weekend. He told me he wasn't coming back until Coach was gone because of the way Anton was treated, and he knew about it. And so, but now hopefully he can come back. And that's what we need to focus on, and I'm trying to focus on, is moving forward and coming together, you know, as a fan base, coming together, program former players. And that's why I've always said the hire is more important than the fire because, yeah, this is easy. You know, the guy didn't win, whatever. But now here's an opportunity for John Curry to go hire the best coach for Tennessee. We can all come together, pull in the same direction, and put Tennessee back on top.
It was hard, though. I will say you're definitely right. The hire is infinitely more important than the fire because it means hopefully good things in perpetuity in the future. Mm-hmm. But this firing, I was getting, I don't even know what the right word here is, just frustrated because of the effect that still having Butch Jones was having on the city of Knoxville. I mean, not only is it kind of a black cloud and people are just in a bad mood all the time when Tennessee loses, but, like, we talked to a sponsor who said they were having a hard time because the football team was doing badly. There are ripple effects throughout this city. It's not just football. This is not just a game. This affects, and I mean, it, at the end of the day, it is only a game, but it's a game that produces so much money and so much interest that it affects the businesses in this town.
True.
And you know, I was sitting there, especially after they told me that, and I just said, God, you got to end this.
Yeah.
Because the second thing you do, like, people are going to go out this weekend, get excited, go buy more Tennessee merchandise, go eat at restaurants, be out and about and go to this game. It's going to be a huge turnaround.
Let's get to Sean Reed. Good point there, Charlie. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Sean, my man.
How's it going?
Got a couple
points here. Yesterday I wasn't really locked in on my phone because of the last few weeks. I mean, we thought it's going to happen, and it never did, so I really didn't pay attention. But I went to eat lunch with my 88-year-old grandmother, and I tend to, you know, put the phone away, not pay attention, spend some time with her. and my phone started blowing up. And, you know, I was making sure it wasn't an emergency. Wife was out of town, so make sure something hadn't happened. And then I see that what happened, and she asked me, what's going on? And I told her, I said, Butch Jones has been fired. And she's a lady that I've watched many of football games with her and listened to them, you know, John Ward on the radio when they weren't on TV when I was a kid. And she, without hesitation, said, it's about damn time. And right there in front of the kids, so we're like, whoa. And, but anyways, and then she said real quick, she said, none of these coaches in the last few years understand what Tennessee football is all about. And that's the truth. I hope Curry finds somebody that understands it, understands that Tennessee's not about the last 10 years. It's about the last 50, 75 years before that. The tradition and history and the great program that it is. And then lastly, Jason, you know, I've been listening to you since the beginning. And I appreciate the way you go about things. You always have done it the same way for the last several years. You're honest. You're fair. You don't put stuff out there, because you care about Tennessee. You care about the university that you played for. And you come back to Knoxville to live and to raise your family, and I respect that. And that means a lot to the fans. That means a lot to the listeners. And I know for a fact if I called you to need something, you would do whatever you could to help me, and I would do the same for you. So I just wanted to say thanks, and that you've never wavered. You've done it the right way, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, Sean, man. That means a lot. I've known Sean for a couple of years now, and this is the cool thing about this business is, you know, you meet new people, and you develop relationships with people that you meet, and Sean is one of those, TC is one of those, Turkey Man is one of those people, and we talk to Turkey Man next. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning, Turkey Man.
Hey, buddy. Nothing but love from here, brother. Love you. Thanks. And you know that I would do anything for you, and I know you'd do anything for me.
That's right.
I mean, your family. And, you know, I guess I don't understand a lot of things, but when we see the direction of the program, and then you hear stuff that you know is just blatant lies or twisted truths, it concerns you because you feel those people that do that does not have the true feeling of the program that you have and the ones that you believe with and that you're with. And I see those statements, they don't understand, or they're not getting the facts, or they just are distorting the facts. And that thing bothers me. But I'm looking forward to a new chapter in football, in the program. And I'm looking forward that when we have our last game of the season, that we have an open date because we want to get ready for the championship game. So we've already planned in our scheduling that we're going to have an open date then for the championship game. And when we do that, we're ready to move on to the next step. But it takes from the top to the little bottom of myself to make things happen. So, guys, love yous. Keep doing what you're doing. And if anytime you ever need anything, you know who to call, bro.
Thank you, Turkey Man. I appreciate that. You know, Turkey Man mentioned stories being created, and one that comes to mind is that whole T. Higgins and Amari Rodgers story. That whole thing that was made up to, I guess, attack me or whatever. Some story that was put out. I wonder where it came from. that I pushed Amari T. Higgins to Clemson, which is absolutely false. Never met T. Higgins in my life and didn't start working with Amari until after he committed to Clemson. And, you know, that's just, I mean, it's just, it's amazing that folks will do this stuff. And, you know, I had to spend 30 minutes on my show, 30, 45 minutes, explaining the whole story from front to back of that situation. When I delivered Kamil Jackson on a platter to Tennessee, a former, you know, high three-star receiver from Texas who's transferring out from a community college, former Oklahoma receiver, one I had a great relationship with, one that I was mentoring from long distance. And he didn't quite make the grade to get out of Blinn, but I hand-delivered him to Tennessee. And Coach Z goes down to Blinn Community College. He goes and he sees Kamil. Says, oh, yeah, he can play right now. Offered Kamil. And you know who else they saw there while evaluating Kamil Jackson? Jonathan Johnson. So Jonathan Johnson was at Blinn Community College. And Jonathan had passed the class, making him eligible immediately. So we offered Jonathan. Jonathan comes in immediately. Jonathan Johnson's not here if I don't call Coach Z and tell him to go down there and see Kamil Jackson.
To me,
but hey.
No, to me, this this entire situation that is on full here is the perfect example that operating with integrity is just always the way to go. The truth always comes out, whether you're, you know, these guys in Hollywood that are sexually harassing everybody, whether you're Butch Jones lying to folks and doing all these things behind closed doors, and then when people talk about it, you know, denying it and trying to attack their credibility, or whether you're you having conducted yourself with integrity this entire time and finally it's coming back around and everyone's realizing, oh, this guy was right all along. He was out here preaching the gospel before we even knew what the Bible was, you know?
helping these guys bring in players, man. There's a player on that team right now that helped bring here. I ain't going to say his name. He's a real good one, though. He's a real good player. One of the best in the SEC. 865-337-7615. We will get to Will, Chuck, and Pickle right after this. Stay with us.
Hour 2 of the Swain event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about all the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
It will be mostly sunny today with a high near 55 and a low around 37. Tomorrow looks to be partly sunny with a high near 56 and a low around 36. There will be a 20% chance of rain Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 57. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by Be Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, Be Dry can help. BeDry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give BeDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, BeDry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. BeDry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call BeDry. Reach out to BeDry today. Day at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call BeDry.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today. JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Let's face it, you've been wanting a boat for years, but between financing, insurance, and maintenance, owning a boat just isn't in the cards for some people. Luckily, there's Nautical Boat Club. From tri-tunes to tournament wake boats, members enjoy unlimited access to an entire fleet of brand new state-of-the-art boats, as well as all the wakeboards and water toys you'll ever need, all for a fraction of the cost of owning a boat. So if you're ready to get on the water today without having to buy a boat, give us a call at 865-234-0000. Or visit us on the web at nauticalboatclub.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
Swain Event live here at Bay Chevrolet, Parkside Drive, home of the Warranty for Life, number one collision center. Repair center here, service department, used and pre-owned vehicles, all at a great, great price. They don't want to buy you a car for just the first time, but they want to supply you with a vehicle for life. And the only way they can do that is treat you right the first time, because you come back when you need that second car, when your kid needs a car, when your wife may need a car, when your husband may need a car. When you know a friend that may need a car, you're going to refer them to Beatty Chevrolet because they're going to treat you right. And that's what you get here at Beatty Chevrolet. Awesome crew. They do it right. My brother has bought two cars from Beatty Chevrolet. And today's his birthday. So happy birthday to my brother, Brian. I love you, man. We accidentally dropped a couple calls, Will, Chuck, and Pickle. So give me a call back. So Will, Chuck, Pickle, give us a call back, and then we'll get you in. 865-337-7615. That's totally my bad there. Totally my fault.
Can we talk about? Because we got a bunch of questions about this yesterday when I was trying to hype up today's show on Twitter yesterday, saying Swain Event tomorrow is gonna be big or whatever. Okay. And specifically, more than one person asked, who's your top candidates for this job?
Okay.
Obviously, Gruden, I mean, we all know that. Boom. But, like, past that.
I like Dan Mullen. He's a good football coach. He has an excellent staff, an SEC staff, that they have experience navigating the waters in the SEC. I know of one. One that recruited me when he was at Auburn, Greg Knox. but he has a dang good staff. If you get caught up in looking at Mississippi State and looking at him not competing for a championship, you will lose the big picture here. That's like looking at Greg Patterson down there in TCU when he was being interviewed and saying, okay, well, he's not going to win a press conference. Well, he's a good football coach. You can't look at those things. He's a good football coach. That's the decision you got to make. I think Dan Mullen is one. I'm going to get to the other ones, but I want to bring on J.J. McCleskey, former Vol great, one of the best stories in Tennessee history, being a walk-on right here from Knoxville, Tennessee, playing on both sides of football, starting, playing in the league. Now he runs a training facility, one of the best in the Southeast. Everyone goes down there and train to improve. His son now is on Oklahoma State football team, one of the best receiving corps in the country. Many people felt like Jalen was too small, wasn't good enough, and Jalen's proved everyone wrong. And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. We had Aaron Hayden on last week. He says, dogs don't raise cats. And J.J. McCleskey is a dog, and he raised another dog in Jalen. So, J.J., good morning, my friend.
Swain, what's up, baby?
What's up, man?
I tell you what, man, it's a sad day in Tennessee football, but it's also a glorious day because at the end of the day, the situation where our program's at right now is not good. And I just pray and hope that our AD will do a great job with bringing former Vols, Coach Former, Peyton Manning, guys like Al Wilson, guys that know what winning football is all about, and hire a coach that can come out there, get the job done, recruit, be honest, and be a player's coach, but a coach that the players know they'll run through a wall for.
Yes. Yes. We know what we need, JJ. We know what it's supposed to look like, and that's a great point. You know, you have Coach Former, you have so many former players that have been a part of winning programs that went on to the NFL. They know what it's supposed to look like. And if we use all our resources, JJ, we'll be back in no time.
No question. That's the biggest thing, man. I'm not too big on hiring a search firm. I think the University of Tennessee have the wherewithal to go out and do the due diligence themselves. I think they need to. Let's really be honest about this. I mean, we have been at the bottom. I know Coach Jones, the last 3 years, have had a solid team. We can't take that away from him. But we also ran. And we have not been that program that we're supposed to be. I did a radio show last night for 3 hours. And the last 45 minutes of the show, we talk about college football. And, you know, right now, Tennessee perception nationally is not good at all. You know, I know people in Knoxville, they see the good old days, the days when we played back at Tennessee where, you know, when we showed up, we could just win on just talent alone sometimes. That's not the case anymore. And the next coach that we get has to be a hustler. He has to be a pure hustler. And what I mean by a pure hustler is somebody's going to be honest and with integrity, but go out there and grind. Because right now, it's not there right now in Rocky Top.
A pure hustler. And you use the word pure a lot, JJ, you know, when you're training.
I'm going to tell you, Swain, and I'm glad you asked that. I study a word every year, and I started this back in 2015. The first word I started studying was pure. Then I went to value, pure value. Then I went to this year, humble. The word for 2018 is invest. And I pick those words, I just do it at a random, and it just falls to me. But I'm going to tell you, that word pure means you don't have to add anything to it. And if we get a coach that's going to be humble with pure value, we'll win back in Tennessee. Because Tennessee is a beautiful place. The campus is beautiful. The facilities are out of this world. The stadium's out of this world. The tradition's there. And we need somebody to match the tradition.
I agree. I mean, John Curry knows what it's supposed to look like. He was here under Doug Dookie. He was here when Coach Former had it rolling. He understands what this place what they can offer to a coach or to these recruits, these players. He understands that. He knows it. He's been a part of it. So he's going to go out and try to bring in the same type of coach, man. JJ.
Jason, I'm going to tell you, man, I really appreciate the job that you do. You're in a very tough situation. Been involved for life. Your job has been in the media. So you have to have a fine line between how you do things, and you have to have integrity, because you're crossing the paths of different people that could cause controversy. So I just want to thank you for everything you've done. I know everything that you've told me has been a point. I know you're representing yourself well and your show well. I listen to it every morning, even though I'm down here. I listen to you on Twitter and just keep my phone there. Just listen to the things that's going on, because I'm still involved at heart. So just keep on doing the things you're doing. Don't worry about people, man. The word humble in the Greek means you don't have to tell somebody that you're right. So continue to be humble and continue to give the information how it's supposed to be given and being pure about that. And God will take care of you, and keep on doing it. Just hopefully, we pray that this Tennessee program can get back to where it was. I was telling my son the other day, I won 39 games at Tennessee. I mean, two SEC championships. So, you know, I know what it's like to be dominant, to walk into a field and know that you're going to win the game.
Wow. JJ, man, those words mean the world to me. They mean the world to me, man. Guys like you laid the foundation for guys like me. You know, you made Tennessee attractive. You raised the bar. There's a level of excellence you must work hard to get to be in the same breath as the J.J. McCleskeys of the world. So you supporting the show, supporting me, man, means everything to me. I really, really appreciate you, man.
No problem. Keep up the good work, guys. Let's get our get support around our AD. Let's show up against LSU, pack the stadium, and show people that this is a proud tradition program.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I agree
100%. No problem, man.
Thank you so much. J.J. McCleskey, what else can you say? Straight stuff right there from the heart. Pure. J.J.'s one of the best. 865-337-7615. We'll go to the hotlines. We'll go to Facebook Live comments. We'll go to the text box. We'll take a look at Twitter. We will get you involved in the conversation in the show right here in the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com, is coming up. Hour 2 was brought to you by Premier Surgical and premiersurgical.com.